inspired the verse that gave me a claim.
It's just basing the line.
Safe to inhale, and if you live well, belong your years in the state you will be. My time is octave to play for the tree. It's rooted in every single nerve in me. The nerve of he who ignores the key. And music that opens the mind to be free. Whenever you're hot head, it pours you a breeze. Beneath the clouds, you're allowed to see. In clarity, through harmony. Someone harming me? That won't be done. I stand protected by the laws of fun. I am perfected through the rhymes of run. Walk it this way and leave the party stunned. This music, it launched me with no aim. I've landed on some plane. Where I am, I can't explain or never know. But it's beautiful, so you can't take this away from me.
One 11, and I had a stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but there is a
all the love that goes unsaid goes unspoken in my head, goes unwritten, goes unread. All the love that goes unsaid.
I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110.
Goes unsaid, goes unspoken in my
but you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in my back, honey, likes to ride around in style. Hot test gas, get 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, know she's gonna drive the fellas wild.
Drive wild, boy.
You ain't got the knack in that. Pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out she couldn't look my way. She rides in the back, honey, likes to ride around in style. High test gas, getting 20 gallons to the mile. Chauffeur driven, honey, know she's gonna drive those fellas.
Chris, can you put the video game controller down for a second?
I can talk and play. Oh, I'm totally annihilating this punk kid in Nebraska.
I just feel like you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
Well, you know, you still ride your skateboard to work, there's the comic book collection, the race car bed.
Look, I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I picked up a few savings tips at feedthepig.org. I have control over my financial life now, and that feels pretty grown up.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. For free ideas and easy tips on ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. So, I bet I look like a grown-up to you now.
Well, except for the footy pajamas, I'd have to agree.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is Clefsta, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio Tufts.
What up, boy?
How's it going, everybody? We're going to have some cool tunes tonight, and I'm having a little issues with the cabling right now, so we're just going to continue some tunes. We have some guests, but we will introduce them later. Thank you for being patient.
Sliding, phone drop something, I can't leave it. Walk got me pulled, but this tech got him leaning. Never let the beef get cold with the meaning. Pull up on your block, then I bleed it. Sliding, phone drop something, I can't leave it. Walk got me pulled, but this tech got him leaning. Never let the beef get cold with the meaning.
Fuck a handgun, bitch, I brought a Mackin. Gotta keep a tactical in case a nigga hacking. Glock with a dick on my lap, I'm in traffic. My pistol bloated, ready to unload it. Pop up, least expected, like a notice. Famous crip, everywhere I go, people notice. I started to notice, you gotta watch the people closest. Dozing off in his bins, cause I can afford not to focus. Glock make him disappear, hocus pocus. I work too hard, bitch, I'm never lacking. I told pistols, you niggas typing all captions. I'm really popping, you niggas need to stop capping. Pull up on your block, then I bleed it. Slide it. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk out, be pulled, but this tech got him leaning. Never let the beef get cold, worth the meaning. Pull up on your block, then I bleed it. Slide it. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk out, be pulled, but this tech got him leaning. Never let the beef get cold, worth the meaning. Pull up on your block, then I bleed it. Slide. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. I don't get mad, dumb nigga, I get even. You been rapping, I just do this on the weekend. They don't wanna believe it, so I had to repeat it. They envy me, I'm MVP, this is my season. Creeping in a Jeep, turn this bitch to Jeepers Creepers. Treat my bitch like a pistol, no such thing as keepers. These bitches throwaways, bust once, then I throw away. I'm a fly crip, baby, I don't know no other way. Old school, you're a bitch, up on your block, then I bleed it. Slide it. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk out, be cold, but this tech got him leaning. Never let the beef get cold, worth the meaning. Pull up on your block, then I bleed it. Slide it. If I don't drop something, I can't leave it. Walk out, be cold, but this tech got him leaning. Never let the beef get cold, worth the meaning.
How's everybody going? How's everybody going? We are back. It is Clefsa, and we got some guests. So we'll start from the right. We have...
I'm Lil Horse.
Lil Horse.
Hey, guys.
Where are you from, Lil Horse?
Was that authorized?
I'm from Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe, Arizona. Shouts out to the Southwest. And what we got What's next? Who's next? Who's next?
Young Loxa.
Young Loxa. And where are you from, Young Loxa?
Lil Mass.
Is this your first time on my show?
Yeah.
We're going to have some fun, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, and who's next? Who we got?
Hey, we got Fuego here.
We got Fuegs in the building. Where are you from, Fuegs?
California.
We're in California. That's a big state.
San Diego.
Hey, woo! Shouts out to that. And what we got next to the left?
Hey, we got Papa B here. You already know what's up.
Where are you from, Papa B?
I hail from Texas, the Dallas area specifically.
Shouts out Wiley, Texas. And we got one more guest, and who is he?
I'm Tanches.
How's it going, Tanches? Where are you from?
I'm from Clemente, Singapore.
Dang, Clemente. Look at that. Look at the guy. I heard they got locks over there, huh?
That's true.
Is this your first time on there? Ever? Or have you been on a show in the past?
Ever? Yeah.
Nice. Now, since we all have had a chance to speak about ourselves a little bit, can you give us a little more? So my viewers know who Fuegs are. They know who Papa B is. They don't really know who Young Loxa is, but he's been on air before. So can you give a little tidbit?
Wait,
who are you?
Lil Horse.
Lil Horse, we've seen you a couple times with different monikers. Go ahead.
Well, I'm a senior at Tufts. I'm a quant econ major. And I'm just excited to be here.
Nice, we're excited to have you, bro.
Nice. We are excited to have you. Let's see. We can... I don't even know. I haven't been on here in a while. It's been... I'm a little rusty. I only did a couple shows last semester, so it's been about a year since I've had a regular show. I'm applying right now. Hopefully I get a Sunday or Tuesday sesh. Yeah. You might see these guys another time, I'm assuming, at one point. If I do have a weekly show. If it's bi-weekly, or I mean every other week, might be a little different. But yeah, for the time being, we'll get back to some tunes. Thank you for tuning in thus far. And yeah, we're happy to have you on the show. Whoop, woo.
Yeah. We ain't wasting no time.
Yeah, you want to come out here?
Split. Chop won't miss a nick. Chop won't miss a nick. Chop won't miss a nick. Running round drunk, kill everybody. Running round drunk, kill everybody. Chop won't miss a nick. Read that. She hoppin' to that, she split. Hoppin' to dick like a bitch. Suck on my dick like a tick. You're a copy, yeah, you like the copy shit. You ain't even on the stat until you caught it pop shit. I got hella hoe on some poppy shit. Did a poppin' bit, did a solid bit. Harder than a brick. Chop won't miss a nick.
choppers on the couch. Pipes I let him free. Chopper won't miss a nigga. Chopper won't miss a nigga. Chopper won't miss a nigga. 100 round drunk, kill everybody. 100 round drunk, kill everybody. Chopper won't miss a nigga. Always running with my gun. Young nigga shoot for fun. Put some money on your head. I sell your ass for 10. I got ice to match the ice. Ice to match the fit. I got bitches on top of bitches. And now my bitches tick. I still don't dance on Millie Rock. Just hide it in my socks. I got bitches in the lot. Lock, pouring up the pop. Chopper won't miss a nigga. Chopper won't miss a nigga. Chopper won't miss a nigga. 100 round drunk, kill everybody. 100 round drunk, kill everybody. Chopper won't miss a nigga.
30 round drum in a jean jacket. Man in my jeans, come in begging. I never go for a chain snatch. I never go for a chain snatch. I been hit that the same jet. 320 on the dash. Ooh. A Bentley truck is my G-Wagon. Me and the dog smoking them but nasty. Oh. Fuck the law and whoever asked me. Cheated on my bitch with a bitch so you know she leak. Cheated on my bitch with a bitch with bigger titties. Try to kill my bitch with a motherfucking middle. Man, put my car and I go hard in every city.
Won't miss a nigga. Chopper won't miss a nigga. Chopper won't miss a nigga. 100 round drunk, kill everybody. 100 round drunk, kill everybody. Chopper won't miss a nigga.
How's it going, everybody? We are back, and we're going to do our quick sponsor of the hour. You know, you guys, I have a sponsor. I play the same ad every time, and I'd like to see the looks of the faces of the new people in the group in the room since they haven't seen me do my hourly sponsor.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
And we are back with everybody on air. Now, Young Loxa, since this is your first time hearing my sponsor, I play it every hour whenever I'm here. What are your thoughts?
I thought it was a surprise. I didn't think it was going to be like that.
A surprise in what way?
The content.
What do you mean by the content? Like, what was the most surprising part, I suppose?
Basically, about the drug and, like, school regulation.
I often
good points, bro.
Yeah.
Good points.
Oh, and how about you, Tunches? What are your thoughts on the first time hearing this ad, I'm assuming?
I mean, it's really true. Like, everyone drinks in college, you know, everyone obviously also smokes in college, but people don't get punished for smoking. Drinking, I mean.
Right. You know, and the funny thing is I also agree with the sentiment and the message of the exact sponsor we have, but what I find funny is a disconnect because it talks about alcohol versus marijuana, but then at the end it just says build schools not prisons, and I have no idea where the connection is with that sponsor to the comparing. I don't know, it's just you know how I think of it. Why I choose as my sponsor. It's polarizing, you know.
Maybe they really want you to visit their website, you know, just to check it out and see why it's so, like, why it's, like, there, you know?
Right. Thank you for your...
It's like sound bait, yeah. Like clickbait.
Yeah.
Like, sound bait, like, wow. Air bait,
weird,
radio bait?
Weird website. And, is like, that, see is that a they're thing? Curious enough to check it out. like,
yeah, I'm not sure if that's a thing.
Weed and alcohol.
Now, like I typically do, and every single hour that I'm here, I have background noise. And since tomorrow is January 30th, and it is the closing of the Wii Shop channel forever,
oh, no.
We are having this as our background music. Because we have to pay homage to, rest in peace to one of my favorite consoles.
Rest in peace.
Well, you gonna say something, Papa B? No, you changed your mind. All right, just.
Wait, is this also on the Wii U though?
No. They don't have this menu theme for the eShop channel.
Dang.
Yeah, I had very good memory. Oh, go ahead. You're gonna say, oh, okay.
Yo, I wanna give a shout out to Jesse, my boy out there.
Hey, Jay Razzle Dazzle, as he's known around here.
Oh, yeah, on the show.
Shouts out to him. He's a loyal listener. He's probably tuning in right now. Hey, shouts out to you, bro.
Shouts out to Dictator Kim for tuning into the show.
Yeah.
A good housemate of many of the people in the show. Thank you for tuning in. Actually, let's check. How many people do we have currently watching? Let's see. So we have... Give me a second. I have to type something in. We have 16, which is a pretty good. The lowest I've ever had is like 9. So
that's
this
like
is
your average class size in Tufts.
I don't know about that.
Depends.
I'm not.
Is it, can we get a fact check?
Can
on
we?
That?
Yeah.
I mean,
can someone fact check that?
Can someone Google.
I feel like it's in the 20s or something.
That's pretty close.
Like 16. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
That's a full four heads. I don't know. That's a.
There's a lot of classes out there.
Yeah, but like, what's
there's small. I mean, there's small classes.
I've had a 5-person class. I can't lie. I've had a 5-person class
before. That's tiny.
Yeah, kind of touch those, like, small, like, little class sizes. Good one-on-one learning.
Lil Horace, man.
Lil Horace with the knowledge. Yeah,
that's deep.
The
one-on-one learning?
Well, like, 1-on-9 learning. Or, like, 1-on-16.
Wait, what's going? I thought, okay, 16, right?
Yeah.
But truly 1-on-20, I think.
Yeah, I'd say, like.
It's. We're gonna go back to some tunes, everybody. Thank you for tuning in so far. There isn't a show. I'm not subbing in for someone. No one has this hour. But typically, I'm called a Hawthorne instrumentalist, and we'll just go with that for now. So thank you for tuning in to Clefsta's Hawthorne Instrumentalist Show. Wee doo doo.
Thank you.
shouts out to Trinidad and all the steel drums out there. Back, everybody. Thank you to listening to Grover Washington Jr. and Wine Light. Very good album.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Let's get back to the background tunes real quick. So since it's topical for the moment, so we'll go first with Tanche, since it was his idea. What do you think is gonna happen Super Bowl weekend?
Laksa.
I think the Patriots are gonna win.
Laksa. Explain, I guess. I mean, you could just say that, but that's not very interesting. Continue with what your posture. What do you think is gonna happen? Score. What is picks, touchdowns? They're running the game, ground and pound. Like, what's going on?
I mean, obviously, it's hard to predict what's going to happen. But I think the Patriots are gonna win just because you just don't bet against Tom Brady. You know.
But what about last year?
They always win somehow. Sure, man.
Last year was kind of a fluke.
He's lost three times.
In my opinion. But, I mean, Tom Brady is, like, playing, like, his best games of the season, like, the past three games. And I've been watching, like, interviews of him, you know, and versus interviews of, like, Jared Goff and, like, the Rams.
I mean, they're different guys. Like, you can't really, like,
Locks up.
Compare the interviews.
No, it just seems to me that the Patriots are more determined and more prepared for the Super Bowl, you know? I mean, I know, like... A lot of people think that.
I mean,
that
experience definitely like. But they also plays a role into it as well. Like,
Tom Brady's no LeBron though. That's all I can say. How about you, Papa B? Who do you think? What do you think is gonna happen?
He's better than LeBron.
You think?
Wait, that was Kuzma.
Okay. Just talking to the mic. It's fine.
Technical difficulties here.
That's fine.
I'll just say that I'm gonna be rooting for the Rams, but
me too.
Pats have a pretty dang good chance of winning this game.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, I'm excited for the halftime show. SpongeBob's gonna come out, so it's gonna be a good time.
Oh, yeah. Wait, SpongeBob?
Yeah, supposedly that was a meme.
I thought Trav was supposed to. What? I thought my boy Travis Scott.
It's Maroon 5, the meme. Nice.
Yeah, but Trav is like,
he's in there.
He's
somewhere.
Coming on, yeah, definitely.
I heard they're also serving Laksa.
And how about you? Okay, Flakes, who do you think is gonna win?
I actually don't know. I was just hoping to see the halftime show, but I'd say the Rams.
Yeah.
You say the Rams? How about you?
Go Patriots.
Can you speak closer to the mic, please?
Go Pats.
Go Pats? Yeah. For what reasons?
I mean, like, the Rams are, like, gentrifying my friend's neighborhood.
You can't say that because your friend is me. Anyway, how about you?
I'm going to have to go for the Rams in this horse. One. They're my NFC West buddies. You know, bros of the Cardinals. Sad that the Cardinals didn't do so well this year. But you know what? Go Rams.
Shouts out, Rosen.
Stick together.
The Patriots are going to put on a good show. They put on a clinic when they went up against the Chargers a few weeks ago. So,
exactly, you know, right.
It'll be a good game. But I'm really rooting for Sean McVay and his young team.
Sorry, I can't really hear you. Can you say that again?
Locks. Yeah, can you just turn down the music a little bit?
I did turn it down.
No, just a little more.
All right.
No, I think you turned it up a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah. All right, well, it's fixed. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, Sean McVay and his young team, you know, really going for those guys.
Laksa.
I think he's the youngest coach in the Super Bowl ever.
Yes, and that's he's younger than Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's also, like, way...
He's, like, 34.
Better looking.
Oh, then
Tom,
who?
Then Tom Brady.
Oh, okay. I mean, debatable, yeah. I guess.
I would say
also wife, way. Well, maybe
you're
like
speaking of McVay, right?
Yeah. Okay. But maybe like slightly better than Bill Belichick.
Wait.
What?
Belichick is
let me give you a stat though. So the Patriots 18-0 against quarterbacks that are under the age of 25, and Jared Goff is 24.
Oh,
that's 18.
That's kind of close though to the cutoff point. Like,
that is true.
I don't know about that stat in that instance.
What about people under 24, under 23? Is it just 25? Is that just nitpick? They just nitpick their specific ones.
This is what I heard.
There
was a little cherry picked, but that's also a pretty telling statistic.
Yeah, but this could be the start of something new. Like, you've never had a coach this young in the Super Bowl before, so, you know.
Of course, it could be.
Could be, yeah.
Also, I feel the Rams' defense is pretty strong, though I don't care who wins. I have to be frank.
Your host does not.
I don't care.
Go Pats.
I hope Gurley does something interesting. I hope Brady does something interesting. I just hope it's a good game, because I really don't. I don't care who wins. I don't like either team.
He's the fat
Is it
going to
be golf season?
Is it golf season?
Yeah, I mean,
oh, yeah, that one guy on the Rams, right? The running guy?
Yeah, CJ Anderson.
If Gurley's not on point, they use the bowling ball. Yeah, I've seen it.
The bowling
ball. Yeah, the bowling ball. He's fresh. He didn't play that much. Yeah, he is. He didn't play much in the season.
Dude is doing good.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well.
Thick, man.
We'll get back to some tunes. Thank you for tuning in so far. This is Clef. So you listen to Hawthorne and Journalist. We still got some time. Thank you again for tuning in. This is a very fun time to be alive. Out Cambodia. That was Sin Sissa Mouth playing some Cambodian rocks. It was a compilation of psychedelic rock from the 60s and 70s due to Western influence in Cambodia. Yeah. So how is everybody doing in the crowd? How are you doing, little horse?
Little horse? Yeah, I'm doing great. Love being here.
You love being here.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
The dopamine is flowing right now.
Is that allowed? Well, like, can we? Okay, we just checked.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, we checked with the FCC. That seems to be okay. Also, a quick shout out to Junior, my homie in South Central, my homie in USC, texted me earlier telling me he wanted a shout out. Also, shouts out to. Earlier played Blueface in request of Jesus Rodriguez. Shouts out to him the first year.
Shouts out.
Shouts out to Chastity because she was right next to him and she said she also wanted a shout out. Shouts out. Shouts out to my mom who's not listening because I didn't tell her because then she would get all my aunts on and then they text me while I'm on here and I feel like I should speak in Spanish because they don't know English. Anyway, how's it going with everybody? Are we doing okay? If you nod, they can't. They don't know where
we're pretty good.
You can't
here.
Just nod on the radio. They don't.
Little horse.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's kind of icy out there.
But. It is. Yeah, it was snowing then raining and then it was kind of like felt like sleet on the sidewalk. It's probably gonna freeze. Yeah.
Wintry weather, man.
Gotta watch out.
Boston weather is so crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's wild.
It is a little wild. Yeah.
Not like Arizona, right?
Yeah, Arizona is like no weather.
It's a desert.
Nah, there's the monsoon seasons in the summer.
Oh yeah, there's like haboobs out there. You know what those are?
I have
those
no
are
idea.
Like giant sandstorms, basically.
Oh.
But they just call them haboobs because like it like sounds cool, I guess.
In Phoenix and Tempe too?
Yeah, you can just like look up pictures of haboobs, like H-A-B-O-O-B. Just Google image that, guys.
You been in one?
Yeah.
Dang, what you doing? Dang.
I stayed in my house, but like the dust still gets to my house.
Dang.
Like, and sometimes like the power lines will go out because like trees will get
knocked
over
down, yeah,
and
they knock,
down
get knocked
power
down.
Lines. Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
I had to live inside my house with like a candle once for like 2 hours. Oh, it was hot.
Two whole hours.
Yeah, it was hot. Arizona.
Yo, do you have a pet cactus?
Yeah.
Was it hot? I'm assuming was it the summer?
Yeah, it was summer.
So like, was it during the day or no?
Yeah, it was like about 5 p.m. Yeah.
Why'd you need a candle then?
Cause there were no lights, so I had to like see inside.
Yeah. But do you not have windows?
Oh, like, we do, but like if you open the windows, like then the dust.
No, I'm saying the blinds.
Hold up.
I'm saying the blinds, curtains, whatever you have.
Yeah, we have those.
Why don't you just lift them? I'm curious
why
you
don't remember actually.
He was struggling.
It's too dark outside. Like, he was the story. Maybe it was like
at
a little
5?
After. No, probably not at 5. Probably like 8 o'clock. Like
okay, that, I mean, I guess that's more reasonable in Arizona during the summer, I guess.
Yeah.
Did your pet cactus keep you company, dude?
I actually don't have a pet cactus at home, but I do have one here in Boston, actually.
Oh, shit. What's the name?
You don't know the name of your pet.
You don't have a name for it, bro.
All right,
you just have it. Just have it, man. Like you don't have one.
Maybe we can find one for my pet cactus. Like
I think you've been cut off.
All right, we'll make one up.
No, like before the next one. Before the next break.
Oh,
you know?
Would you like to explain what Loxa is, Young Loxa? Because you keep saying it, and your name is.
Yeah, I like
it.
I like
someone gotta cut that dude mic off.
What?
All right, it's cut. Okay, it's back on. Go ahead.
Yo, shout out to Kevin Kim.
We already did Dictator Kim. Don't shout him out again.
He didn't hear us, I guess.
What do you mean he didn't hear us? We told him.
Explain what the Singaporean delicacy is.
Wait, what? Sure.
Would you just call me?
One, two.
Oh, yeah, his name.
You called him a
he has many monikers, similar to Lil Horse. But his name on the radio show is Tenches. Please respect his decision.
I'm just gonna go. I think Tenches can do a better job of explaining what laksa is.
Sure, what is it?
I mean, sure. Laksa is a Singaporean Malaysian dish, and it's basically a, you know, coconut milk, curry seafood noodle dish that is really delicious.
I've had it before.
It's a little spicy.
A delicacy, right?
Really good.
Delicious. And, is it a delicacy?
I mean, I don't eat it every day just because it's kind of really unhealthy.
Oh, okay.
But it is really delicious, so I guess you can call it a delicacy.
But you can eat it any day. Like, is that like
it's
a special occasion thing, or is it like an any day kind of dish?
I mean, you could eat it every day if you wanted to, because it's not really that expensive, but. I'm just saying it's not that healthy to eat it every day.
All right.
Gotta watch your weight, guys.
All right, thank you for this conversation. That was sponsored by Lox Incorporated. Thank you to everyone tuning in so far. We shall continue with some Sweaty Man. Sweaty Man on the mix. Thank you to everyone tuning in. And this is your man, Clefsta, on Hawthorne and Stratomillus. Pew!
Yeah. You niggas know. All right, check it out, bro. Look. My mood really swinging. I peruse like a native would do.
should do for the sake of myself. No games with this cash, go play with yourself. We stay on your ass, your sense of safety melt in a flashbang. Don't know what I'ma say cause I don't label the bags. I stay in them, see you shooting but your angles was trash. Don't play with us, I revisit the past. Pour wine and pages of past. Mama say don't play with them scabs. It's safe to say I see the reason I'm bleeding out. I need you now, close lips, make the mouth breathe his frown. Two's a team, three a crowd, 12th Street, I kept some lean around. Help me, it's been a minute since I seen a decent count. The wealth be the labor's fruit, the loop hold up the belt, G's felt. All praises due to juice, unobtainable, like Tang in the booth. Dark face on the news, clouds gray on the move, on the way like the truth.
I said the dark face on the news, clouds gray on the move, on the way like the truth.
On the way like, yeah, clouds gray on the move, on the way with
She say, I want to go with you. This part I understand. I said, what you mean you want to go with you? I want to be your mama, you know? I said, what you do? She said, I go to bed with men for money. You know, I'm just a musician. I know, I'm a blues singer. I don't know what she's talking about. I'm green and all that. She said, I want to go to bed with you. I go to bed with men for money. I said, what that is, you know? She said, I have sex with him. I said, where your husband? She said, I don't have no husband. You know, I said, but I want to go with you. So then the fellas in the band, they just kind of just, man, you can't take her back to Los Angeles with you, man. We ain't got no room for her. And I looked at my pocket, I said, yeah, we gonna have room for this woman. We gonna take her back, and one of y'all got to catch the bus.
Yo, nobody's perfect, but I'm close. I can't be cloned when I was made after they broke the mold. It was written in stone. I'm brilliant, just peep what I did with the stove. Your skillet getting cold, I'm killing shit. I never get parole. Homes, we got different roles. I chose forbidden road. All I had was the toast and my signature rolls. Still got it popping, though, this my Picasso hole. Pop the top, your brain's on the side of the road. Look like a taco bowl. I dipped off in the yacht, just one of Chapo's boats. My hair was blowing in the wind like Fabio's. The Maserati I drove, it's like the one that John Gotti on. If I'm riding with wifey, it's probably the ghost. Little mommy beside me, fly, she from the Ivory Coast. I carved the lane out for myself. Ask for the yeah, you can't wear it to break the scale. It came with the tail. Alexander Wang made the alligator belt. These no talent rappers fabricating tales.
Get a baby.
Hawaiian top, so fly, I might skydive. I might throw a lightning rod, cause I'm a god. Strike you down in the street like a dog. Burn the incense. Burners with condensers, first with German engines. Learn the business, new crib with one word is expensive. I might only furnish the place with bitches. Know what I'm saying? I'ma put one over there, I'ma put a bitch over there. I'ma sit on another bitch like a chair. Know what I'm saying?
$100,000 a month. $100,000. Then he took a dime from the top.
He
seemed to respect my policy on drugs.
He died.
Yeah, I've done that.
Alchemist, shots run, baby. Some with some, baby. Farm raised, who eat some guns, slingers, niggas, pump fake, chumps, ate in front of John, baby. We confront the fate of fuck with, and I've been staying patient with the laws, fake face, drug cases, nothing sacred. We don't touch, baby. Take your bucks, duct tape them, homo thugs, bud, rape them, lace the blunt with dust, bud, naked, couple custom Jacobs.
Got the summer shaking, bitches love, gangsters love, cases on the rug, the walls like blood, pains, check the ring of wrist, you bomb, this shit a flood, ain't it? I pull up and hit you in the mud, playing with the butt of the rusty banger. You must be feeling lucky to try and play us. I'm something special, the dress who got extra layers, holds devil suits. Expect for you to do sexual favors, this level two. The pebbles got edge with my favorite bevel razor. I'm a vessel, mess with my paper, heifers and pepper spray, retinas. All you seen was just retinas. I watched from the TV set, in the headrest of the cherry Lexus. This ain't a Tesla, but it's electric. So not finesse it like stepping. So need some big Giuseppes trying to step in. So need some big Giuseppes trying to step in. That's a fact, it ain't no. I'm that nigga, ain't no if answer. Might scoop your hoe if she bad and just. Cop the new Lamb or the Wraith, I'm thinking. I'm thinking. Yeah.
We are back, everybody. How's it going? We'll get our background tunes going.
Shouts out to Jose real quick. Our boy out there.
Shouts out to Jose.
What's up,
hey, what up? What up,
what up? Oh, what's up, Jose? Jose Lopez, right?
No.
Jose Valens.
Valenzuela, yeah.
Close, though.
Yeah, close. We'll go with that. Anyway, so how's everyone doing for the night? I'm kind of hot in here, but maybe because I'm talking the most.
It's pretty hot out here.
No, it's fine.
I'm fine, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, is this me and Fuego sweating it out, I guess? Yeah. And Tanchus has gloves on, which is odd. But
it's cold.
Yeah, it's a little cold, actually.
You know, everyone's body's different.
Maybe because I'm close to all the machinery where the heat is pointing to me. But anyway, what are our most fond memories of the Nintendo Wii?
Dude, I played the Wii Sports for forever. I could,
the like, Wii Sports,
the Wii
yeah?
Tennis. I could play that thing like sitting down.
The Wii Tennis, yeah.
Yes.
The thing's good stuff.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah.
I love Wii Sports. Actually, I had my best times playing Wii Baseball.
That's a good one
like,
too.
I hit a ton of home runs like every game, you know.
Dude, I get so frustrated with that thing because I suck.
Bro, I would.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the consistency.
I would whoop you in Wii Sports Baseball, bro.
You
want
to go, dude?
It's a tournament.
I mean, not right now. I'm just saying, in my prime, I could take you.
But you haven't even seen me.
Damn.
I mean, I just know like you
challenge. All
right, yeah, we can play later.
I mean, no,
later.
We play some tennis too.
I mean, I was a god at tennis, so like, I don't know if we should go there, bro.
You die. All
right, well, I'll take you on sometime.
How about you, Young Loxa? Any fond memories of the Nintendo Wii?
Just Wii Sports. Just Wii Sports.
We've all only played Wii Sports. It seems
no,
like.
I played Mario Kart too.
I think it's because it's free and it came with the Wii. So that's why I played it a lot.
It's good fitness too, actually.
Yeah.
It works up a sweat. I would sweat all the time.
For your arms, yeah.
Yeah. No, my neck, too. We played together that one time.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, my God.
We got sweaty.
You're from Arizona, dude. It's pretty hot over there.
No, it's just me. Like,
yeah, with the power off for like a couple hours, too, it can get tough.
It's falling asleep over here.
Mario Kart was good.
Mario Kart for sure would be my most fond. Because I probably put 100 hours in that game. I also didn't have anybody to play video games with really, so it was all me. Looking back at it, it's kind of sad, but I did enjoy it.
Yeah,
I did enjoy. I mean, yeah, no one played games. I was the weird odd one out for most things in my family. But yeah, how about you, Tanchez? What's your most your favorite or fondest memory of the Nintendo Wii?
I mean, I've never really played on a Wii before.
Wow, really?
I mean, I think I played like Wii bowling once.
Oh, Wii Sports.
That was hard.
At one of my friend's place, but like that was it, you know? Like the only Nintendo like console I ever owned was like a Nintendo Game Boy.
Which game? Do you know which
classic
Game Boy?
I don't know. Like
was it a colored or black and white? Like
it was
the
colored
screen. Was a backlit screen or no?
I have no idea.
Did it fold?
So backlit would be like
not the DS.
If it was dark, you wouldn't see the screen. If it was not backlit, if it was backlit, then you could see the screen in the dark.
I mean, I never played it at night, like in a dark room before. So
or like in like shadows, like you, it's just anything, shadows or whatever. Like it would, like you wouldn't be able to see the screen.
I could see the screen.
Okay, then probably a Game Boy Advance. Then.
All
right. Right. Yeah. It was it was called the Game Boy.
Then because those are backlit screens.
Game Boy Advance SP.
Was it the box or the sideways one?
Clutch. No.
Did it open?
No, it was like a phone kind of.
Like this?
Yeah.
Or like this.
Upright.
Upright? Okay. Then, yeah, I think it's one of the advances, if not the Game
Maybe
Boy
Color. It's a Game Boy Color.
But the Game Boy Color wasn't a backlit screen.
Yeah. That's what he's saying, though.
I feel like those were
He said that he could see well if it was, like,
with Game Boy Advance was backlit.
Because the Advance SP, bro.
Yeah. Really? So I guess it wasn't backlit.
Color. Yeah, I think it's the Game Boy Color.
Yeah, I guess it is the Game Boy Color. Or the original Game Boy, but if it was... Yeah, so...
Yeah.
Was it that picture he's showing you? Yeah?
Game Boy Advance. Color.
Never had one of those.
This color? Is Color.
It was OG.
Yeah, I guess I owned the Color, and I only played Pokemon on it.
So, yeah. Oh, right, that's Pokemon. Right. He's a big Pokemon
edition, bro.
What?
He's only played, like, the first gen, no?
Like, Silver? So, Sapphire? Ruby? Yeah, Sapphire and Ruby. Yeah,
okay. I played those. I never played Pokemon, I don't know.
What's your favorite Pokemon, man?
Charizard.
Hey, not bad.
Yeah, I love Charizard.
Did you guys ever pronounce Gyarados, Gyarados?
No.
Which one?
Gyarados.
The water dragon Pokemon that evolves from Magikarp.
Magikarp?
Yeah.
It's Gyarados.
I would say like Gyarados or Gyarados as a kid.
Yeah, but I said Gyarados.
Me too, actually.
Learned, yeah.
You said Gyarados?
Gyarados.
It's a common mistake, actually, I'd say.
I mean, there's no like, it's just a video game. It doesn't tell you how to pronounce it.
Yeah. That's true.
It's up to interpretation. I'm pretty sure it's like there's an official saying for it considered it's Pokemon.
Yeah.
But in general, I'm pretty sure like people just pronounce it however they pronounce it.
I mean, I'm sure you could say Pikachu if you wanted to.
We're gonna get back to some tunes after that comment. Thank you to all tuning in so far. We're gonna go back to some reggae because you know I'm a big reggae guy. So thank you all for tuning in so far. Shouts out to the Nintendo Wii. Rest in peace and booyah. My God, it's twitching on me.
Good morning, Miawezo, Africa Topete.
No, I don't see, man. I don't see that. I don't see that.